based on how you buy.
Good day, time is 7 after the hour. Good morning, America. How are you? Hopefully well. You'll start your day well by listening to us, and it'll get just better and better from there on your way up. You can hold that thought, keep that thought, as we do a little motivation ourselves. Here, Uri Geller joins Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and me for another one of his sessions, one of the most psychic, most penetrating minds in the world. Your success is not a matter of chance, Uri maintains, a matter of making the right choices. Success is not something you wait for. You have to achieve it over time, and it takes effort. Uri was not an overnight sensation. I certainly wasn't, and I don't know many people who are. Once in a while, if you're lucky enough to hit it on American Idol or something like that. And even there, Uri, people who are successful, they didn't just one day wake up and say, you know what, I think I'm going to go try out for American Idol. I'm going to go sing and see if I can, and they win. I can't, over the life of that show anyway, or any of the other ones, when Ed McMahon was doing Star Search and before Ted Mack's Amateur Hour, any of these shows that have gone on the air and lasted a long time looking for new talent, the people that were new oftentimes, and how many people have you heard? I was an overnight 20 years success. It takes a lot of work. Who do you know, honestly, Uri, who has made it and didn't really have to work for it?
There's no such, really, unless you are that lucky lottery winner.
Okay, the lottery.
And she also disappears out of, you know, sight.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes
like
those
Oprah's
people,
new sister.
Yeah, that's like hitting the lottery. But the essence of people who play the lottery, most of them have for a long time bought their cards, scratch cards or numbers or whatever it is. They didn't sit on the sidelines. They got into the game. And that's really what I'm talking about here, getting into the game, because the proper perception of success, it seems to me, is understanding how many people worked a long, long time. We have so-called late bloomers. I wasn't really a success early in life. I was doing a lot of different things, but it wasn't until I really got into my mid-40s that I think I hit my stride. And I think the argument can be made for you, Uri, now, and maybe many other people. Look at the folks who have had to deal with, this wasn't your circumstance, but folks in their 50s who got laid off, got fired, whatever it is, riffed by their companies, and they started a new business, and they became much more successful than they were when they had been working for somebody else. You look at your status in life now. With this television show, to find the next Uri Geller that started almost on a whim of a conversation you had with somebody in Israel, and it grew and spread like wildfire all over the world.
Yeah, that is true, Doug. But, you know, if I do go back to my late teens and early 20s, let's say if I didn't take this path of becoming a mystifier and demonstrating my skills and talents to the world, I bet with you that I would have been successful.
Yes, no, I don't doubt that at all. No, I
think
you're right.
I would have tried, yeah, because I believed in myself. I had the drive, the determination out of necessity. I had no money. And you know, Doug, I had my ups and downs, and I tell to people, don't worry about problems. You know, jumping over hurdles just makes you fitter. And you have this deep belief in yourself, yeah, that no matter what happens, no matter whoever slams a door in your face, you learn how to walk through the door. And I did that throughout my career.
My father used to say, my father is a great salesman, and he learned growing up as an orphan in South Boston sort of the hard way to understand, not necessarily going through the doors after they're closed on you. My father climbed through the window. He used to say that to me. You can't sell everybody, but everybody should know who you are and what you're selling. And if they don't want to listen to you, they throw you out the front door, climb in the window, and take another shot at it.
Yeah, and you also have to adapt to everything that is thrown at you.
Yeah.
You must navigate through the rubbish, the nonsense, see the opportunities that pass you by. You know, it's like a bird in flight adapts the power of the wind to its own use.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever comes to you, you've got to adapt to that. No matter if it's bad or good, you've got to, you know, kind of ride it through. And then you will always end up on the top.
Right. The
you
last
know,
couple of years here in our country especially has been a great example of that, with people who had businesses and they lost a lot of value in the businesses. If you weren't in the public arts, and even those of us who are in the public arts, I lost a lot of value, if you will, in terms of what was going on before on my independently produced program and what's going on now. But it's coming back again. A lot of people who are contractually tied to bigger companies and bigger networks, they maintained what they had. In your circumstance, you were able to create something and weather the storm, and then some. Some people have done extraordinarily well through the last couple of years of downturn.
That's true. And, Doug, you know, horses have these blinders, so they
mm-hmm.
cannot look left and right. They see only one path, and that's the only path that they can take. But I tell people to scan the horizon. You know, you brought up before Pop Idol and American Idol and the luck that, you know, you strike it rich because people at home like you. But
yeah.
I look at my webmaster, Kevin Lewis, who is also my friend who does my website. He was in a band. And when he saw that that's not taking him anywhere, then he looked at other areas that he was good at, like webmasters and the internet. And he's now one of the best webmaster in the UK, maybe in the whole of Europe. I urge you to check out his website, which is Webmaster Website Design. Amazing, because he believed in himself. And then he tells me, you know, Uri, I'm going to be a millionaire when I reach the age of 40. Over and over and over, a millionaire. Now, that to me tells me that he's so determined to make it and strike it rich that he will. He's going to draw that vision, what he's seeing in his inner eye, and he's going to, what he visualizes, he will materialize. I say this to everyone out there who is listening to us now. You also have to use your mind power. You know, mind power is an immense energy. And if you kind of stream it out of your mind into the right direction and scan the horizon, you will start bringing into your life business opportunities that could catapult you into, yes, becoming a millionaire, maybe even a multimillionaire. But having said that, on the financial side, obviously, Doug, we've got to understand, and I hope you all agree with me, that the most important thing in life is health. And if you have health, you are the richest individual in the world. Don't ever forget that.
Yeah, it really is important to have the attitude and the gratitude, and much of that is brought about by having a fix on your health and well-being. We've had a lot of discussion in our country the last couple of years, a lot of arguing back and forth, political constituencies on both sides talking about the so-called health care bill,
yes.
Which it really isn't. It's all about insurance, and frankly, it doesn't deal at all with the biggest problem, and that is preventing people from getting sick, so you don't have to spend all this money and waste all this effort and get people's minds around. I was in a restaurant last night, and my God, Uri, I'm looking at these women and the men and the children, and this seems to happen to me every time, no matter what kind of a restaurant
yes.
it is, too, by the way. This was a fairly decent restaurant. You go into the fast food places, you see it all the time, and not so much in England where you live as here in America. It is more epidemic here than it is everywhere else. And you wonder, you go to places like Italy where they have lots of pasta, how come everybody over in Italy isn't heavy?
Yeah, Doug, what you're trying to tell me now, and you didn't kind of let it out of your mouth, is that you are saying that people in America are more obese than anywhere else in
the
world.
They are, yeah.
I don't know whether statistics and polls were done and they are correct, but I'll tell you this. I've seen in the last 2 weeks two documentaries One just before yesterday about a teenager, an American teenager, 19, and he weighed like 63 stone. Doug, do you understand? And he had to go through an operation to cut the flab off, to cut off the fat. I mean, they cut off 6-7 stone of pure fat out of his body. And, you know, it's sheer letting down your own container that you live in, what God gave you. And I warn people, be careful how you eat and how much you eat. Start caring about yourself. So what you were saying, Doug, that while you were in that restaurant, you looked around and most of the people sitting there were really fat.
Yeah, they really were. And it's you look at the... It's not like it wasn't everywhere around you. Even if you're not a media consumer, you can't escape the discussions everywhere. Magazines, newspapers, radio, television, the new media. It's everywhere. So how do you escape? I don't get it.
Well,
anyway,
I'll tell you, Doug, you know that Jack LaLanne just passed away.
Over the weekend.
48
yeah.
hours ago. Yeah. He was 93. God bless him. And he always advocated, and he came out with these great television shows teaching people how to keep fit and how to eat well. I don't know what's happening, why most of the people out there do ignore all these important reports.
They're in denial, and they're just completely in denial. That's all it is.
And which obviously will shorten your lifespan.
Yeah. Well, and maybe they're depressed. A lot of people don't have, and it goes back to what people have and don't have, and the entitlement society. We see all these people who have struck it rich, and some people think they did it the easy way. Going back to what we said a few minutes ago, that is not the case under any circumstances.
Well, Doug, you've got to have a purpose in life, and if you take away a people's sense of purpose, and you may as well suffocate them.
Yeah.
You've got to believe that there is something positive out there. Go for it. Believe in yourself. Be positive. Be motivated. Be inspired to be successful and take care of your body.
The rah-rah pep. This is the pep rally of the week. Uri Geller, check out his website as he suggested. It's a great one. URIGELLER, UriGeller.com. Uri, talk to you again next week.
Okay, lots of love to all. Bye.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. As the forge starts to brew. Waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through. The best part of waking up is when you're there.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? those companies that love their profits and disease. Why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today. Wonders.
Benny and the Jets coming up on 24 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Elton John and his partner David Furnish have been on every cover of every magazine. You go to the checkout counter, you cannot escape Elton John talking about his new baby boy, Zachary. As a matter of fact, here he is again.
They will change when he goes to school, yeah. For the first, you know, few months of his life, he's going to stay here and be breastfed. But we intend to take him around with us while we're within the United States of America. He's a month old today, and we have this other baby that's taken 11 years to bring to the world.
Wait a minute, how are they going to breastfeed this kid?
Hey!
We know something about the two of them?
Elton's getting a little heavy, you know.
Is he really? Is that how it's going to happen?
Lactating.
Yeah, good for him. Elton also talking a lot this week about being a judge on The X Factor, the new Simon Cowell talent show.
Not true whatsoever. I don't do talent shows. I was asked to do American Idol, and I turned that one down. X Factor's going to be a huge program, because Simon's a brilliant man.
But he's brilliant. I love when he's
brilliant. But he wasn't brilliant on American Idol.
What's that?
He wasn't brilliant on American Idol. What's the difference?
He
turned down American Idol, but now he's going to do this because Simon is brilliant.
No, I think he's not going to do this one either. I misspoke.
Oh, okay.
I thought he was, but I think that I am correct. Incorrect, Amundo.
Oh, he sets the record straight about being a judge.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So, okay.
Right. All right. And now we need to set the record straight because you screwed up, Richie.
How's that?
Well, you just left the impression with him, with them, with us, with everybody, that he was going to be a judge, and he's not going to be a judge.
Oh, I got it from the information we were listening to that he was going to be, so I'm sorry.
I think we ought to have a new reality show about, what do they call the skins? We ought to have a show and have people like Jesse James and Kat Von D, who are getting married, by the way. Did you know that?
I did.
Yeah. Getting married, yeah. How about them hosting some kind of monster skin fest?
The
judging.
Jerks on reality TV.
Yeah. Right. Jerks on Parade.
Yeah, there you go.
No interest.
That would be an interesting story.
No interest.
Anybody care that Taylor Swift and Jake Gyllenhaal are back together?
Thank God.
Aww. Isn't that sweet, Jennifer?
Oh, I was worried.
He's too old
Even
for
though
her.
He was kissing Mila Kunis at the Golden Globes, huh?
Mila Taylor. Who? Who's
Kunis.
She?
She was in Black Swan. She's got a movie coming out with Justin Timberlake.
Isn't
she was
this
dating Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah,
for like
oh my
years.
God. God, she's hot.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Way too
George
beautiful
Clooney told Mr., you know, the guy on CNN, I'm not even going to mention his name, That he has malaria. Did you know that?
Yeah, he got malaria. And he also confirmed that he will never get married again. But I just think it's because he hasn't met me yet.
What do you mean again? He was married?
Oh, yeah. He was married for like 3 years.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, not a lot. Ted Williams, out of rehab.
This is the Ted Williams that still has his head. The radio Ted Williams.
The radio guy. The guy who is the homeless person who now is going to go work for who knows whom. But he was in Costa Mesa drying out after he had an argument with his daughter that he was upset that it got out of control, so he thought. So, why not? Right?
Right.
That makes sense?
I saw the Dr. Phil when Phil said, you need to go and dry yourself out. Are you ready to do that? I'll pay for everything. And he was a little bit hesitant. He said, well, I got to go see my girls, and I got to do this, and I got to do that. All right, we're going to fly you down to see your girls, and we're going to be with you, and then take you to dry out. Are you okay with that? Well, you know, I need to stop and pick up my lotto tickets, and I need to do... But he did it.
He did.
Good for him. Yeah, he should have. Yeah.
All right.
This guy's got the golden ticket. I hope he treats it well.
He's smart enough to know what to do with it.
He's a good guy. He will.
Story of a woman in Argentina who went out of the balcony, flung herself off the roof of a hotel, 23 stories. She wanted to commit suicide and failed.
Wow.
28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Sure, you can always travel for a major festival or celebration, but what if you could actually become part of the celebration? One of the most famous festivals coming up is, of course, Mardi Gras. Each float is organized by a different group, so the trick is finding one that allows open membership. One is called Orpheus, but there's a fee, and it ranges from $1,500 to $2,500, but that's not the only Mardi Gras around. Mobile, Alabama also celebrates with a family-friendly festival. If you want to ride on a float and attend the society balls, just get in touch with the Crew de Bienville. It's a charitable organization, so anyone can become a member. And in Trinidad and Tobago, there are two seasons, Carnival and Preparing for Carnival. Anybody can participate. Just contact the National Carnival Commission, and for about $600, you get a costume for the float and unlimited food and drinks during the two-day celebration. Now that's a carnival in and of itself. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely, be smart, get MedJet.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. And Great Talk Radio starts here.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Leg.
I dig this song. 33 after the hour. May I spend a minute to be sad?
Okay.
Yeah.
Those of you who listen to WTTB.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was a fellow who I've been on TTB. God, I it's one of those, I don't remember when I went on WTTB.
Say 150 years.
So I've been on the radio station a long time. And over the years, I visited there a couple of times. And each time I went there, I was always thrilled. We had a great relationship with, well, the people who were there. But one of the listeners, the guy that we identified lovingly as Big John.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason he was identified that way, he described himself on the air before I met him. But he was a big man. His last name, I don't remember even. It's very Italian. And, Richie, if we reach down into our minds, we can remember what his name is. And
yeah.
I'm wondering about those who are listening in. And I want to make sure I mention this tomorrow because I think his service is tomorrow. Yesterday he passed away, and some of the listeners down there sent me an email to let me know that Big John had passed away. He was on this program as a bright light. Kind of reminds me, he was the story not dissimilar from another listener who was larger than life, Robert the Redneck.
Yeah, we still miss him.
Was that 3 years ago? How long ago did he die?
Probably about three.
Yeah. There's a guy from someplace in, was he Tennessee or Kentucky? I don't remember where he's from, but I remember.
Talk about roadkill.
Oh, he was a funny. As a matter of fact, if you dig around, Richie, you can find a promo.
I got Robert Redneck right here.
I bet you there's one from Big John in there someplace, too. Anyway, John passed away. Does anybody remember, if anybody in the TTB audience remembers his last name? We can go online.
But he was just,
a wonderful, friendly guy.
And for, I've been with you for 14 years, and for as long as I can remember, Big John would call in, and he was just a good, friendly voice.
Yeah,
he wasn't overbearing. He was just, he'd call on the holidays and wish you the happy birthdays. And
he was very active. The local newspaper was always carrying his letters to the editor. He always had something to say. And it was always pretty good. It was always, even though maybe serious, it was always well-intentioned and good-hearted. He was a big guy. He had a wonderful black and white Studebaker.
Oh,
1955 or 6. We had pictures of it on the web when I saw it when I was down there one of the times that I visited. He came over to the parking lot of the radio station in this wonderful black and white Studebaker. Just a great, great car.
It's just a tribute to the quality of people that we make friends with.
I agree.
On this show. And I mean, we have, you know, tens
quality
of thousands
people
that we, you know, talk to every day. And then we have a couple of hundred to 1,000 that we really talk to on a regular basis, be it in the chat room or email, on the phones, whatever it is. And you become so close over the years. It's an amazing. I mean, I will never forget the day that they came in and told us Robert died.
Yeah.
And because we talked to Robert every single day.
Yeah, he was always
and young. Not as long as John. We've talked to John for a lot longer, and it's an amazing thing.
Yeah. Yep.
I never met Big John.
I'm
going to
guess John was younger than me, but I don't know. It was hard to tell. It oftentimes is with people. Robert the Redneck was only, 50-something.
Yeah,
he was
really young.
Yeah, John, I think, was well into his 60s.
But both big dudes. I mean, they were both former football players.
And this is sort of the story behind the story, you know, talking about people who don't take care of themselves. Robert the Redneck would be the first to tell you his diet was awful.
Yeah.
We talked about this all the time. Robert, why don't you take care of yourself? Oh, no, man. It's too much fun eating all that ice cream or whatever it was. Matter of fact, I think isn't there a promo about moose ice cream or something?
There's a promo about moose ice cream, and then this other one where he brings in Scrapple.
Next question in the Redneck Test, what is Scrapple? Robert.
Scrapple? Is that game you play got all them alphabets in it?
No.
God bless Robert.
Yeah.
And John.
John.
Yep. Good guys.
Yep. All right. So as long as we're in the, the morbidity department, people keep asking about Toni, and I just talked to her. About an hour ago, I think the phone rang, and she was telling me she's up. She's still at the hospital. Here's a story and a half. Listen to this story.
Okay.
Actually, she's doing quite well, but the doctor who did all the work on her wanted to check her out one more time. And the thing that's interesting is about 3 days ago, she started teaching, she and the nurse and the doctor started teaching Megan and Brendan and me how to put the medicine in to her open veins, and not veins, I'm sorry, the open nerves. Every day she tells a different story about what she's feeling in her hands. Now, for those of you who don't know the story, haven't heard me talk about this, Toni, the former wife and the person who was the mother of my children and with whom I am very close, had her right arm amputated a week ago today as a result of many, many years of trouble, sad but true, the medical establishment. Gee, golly whiz, doesn't really know everything. So anyway, the arm is amputated, and the first time I saw her, it really, as the children and I have said, we were taken back. And then you just get used to it because Toni has completely worked around it. She's learned, she practices every day for hours how to write with her left hand. And now, I'm telling you, you talk about Uri in the last half hour, somebody who's determined. This woman is determined. Whatever she sets her mind to, she has always, always been able to make it work. And so in this case, I should take some pictures of it and put them up on the website. It's just amazing how a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, she could only scribble with her left hand. Now she can write. It's more pronounced, but it's extraordinarily legible. You can read it. She spent much of her life doing calligraphy and lots of artsy stuff, which she will not be able to do anymore.
Sure, she will.
Troubles. Well, here's this, the calligraphy. Now, that's what she said. She's practicing this writing because she still wants to be able to do that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't tell her she won't be able to do anything.
I didn't tell her anything. No, you don't tell Toni that stuff.
No.
Anyway, so I almost convinced her to go on the air, actually, this morning. Her voice is very hoarse because of the medicine that she's taking, so she's a little self-conscious about that. Anyway, so one of the other reasons that she was held back, listen to this. This is the new health care. I wish I had Ken. Ken's in the hospital this morning with his wife, who is having some kind of, what is it, gallbladder.
Right.
All right, so anyway, so he's not with us today, so I'll tell this as a medical report, kind of. The doctors yesterday told her she had to have two drugs, and so she goes to the local Walgreens, and sets up the prescriptions are sent over there. One of them is for Coumadin, which is a blood thinner. And the medicine that she's taking to block the pain in her nerves is also a medicine that will thicken your blood. And there's a danger of blood clot in this area if you don't keep it really, really thin. And she can't take aspirin or any of that stuff. So Coumadin. And that what I wanted to get from Ken today, among other things, was he's been talking the last 3 or 4 weeks about the new drug that replaces Coumadin. I just want to find out what it is, because it's supposed to be safer. Mm-hmm. My father was on Coumadin, and many of you may be. It's a blood thinner. It's Warfarin.
Very common. Warfarin.
Yeah, it is.
Warfarin. The thing that blew me away about Coumadin that we learned the other day, it's rat poison.
Right.
Is it really?
Rat poison.
They use it
in really high doses, so the rats basically bleed to death.
Yeah. Well, remember we were talking about Charlotte. I was worried about Charlotte going to this grain store because there was rat poison on the floor getting into it, so I talked to the vet, and he had me bring her over, and he flushed her out and put her on vitamin K, which is supposed to...
Vitamin K is the antidote to the overdose of
Coumadin. Right, exactly. And I gave my father too much of it in the spinach salad the day of the stroke. There's a whole bunch of stories about it. Yes.
Doug, stop that.
No, we've told that story.
Yeah, I know, but you didn't cause your father's stroke.
I worry about that. Anyway, let's get back to Tony. And the amazing story of the drug world. All right, so Tony's given this prescription for what amounts to about 2,500 cc's of this thing that kills the ache, the pain, the sting that are still in the nerves. She still feels all of her fingers, her thumb, her hand, her arm. She
really
feels them as if they are there.
So bizarre.
I'll sit there. We were talking yesterday, and she says, my middle finger itches, or I can feel water on my index finger, or my thumb. It's not there.
Does it go away after
a time? It's in a refrigerator on the second floor, huh?
Does it go away after a time, or do you always
feel it? Some people say yes, and some people say no. It becomes a part of the...
Does it drive her crazy to have an itch that she can't scratch?
Nope. She's learned how to work around it. She just laughs it off. She just talks it off. So anyway, the point of my story here, other than giving you an update on Tony, is how the drug business, the drug lords, because that's what they are, work. Here's the story. You can get... she has to have 3 cc's of this at a time. So they prepared at the drugstore, I believe, 50 of these, maybe more. I don't remember. But I know the bill was $2,500. And she has insurance, Medigap, and all the other stuff that you have. So it covers everything in terms of operations, but it doesn't cover all the drugs. So the guy from the drugstore, with whom Tony has become very friendly, called her at the hospital because he knew she'd had the operation, said, this is Stefan. This is $2,500. You don't have coverage. But I have, and he didn't say this, but I know why he did it. He said, well, there's something that I'm not supposed to tell you, or I'm not supposed to. Did I already say what the drug chain was? I didn't say it.
You did not, no.
Okay, all right, I won't. I don't want to necessarily. Yeah, maybe I should, but I'm not going to.
Do not, no.
Anyway, so... he says to her, you would be paying $2,400, $2,500 for this stuff if I give it to you with the syringes all filled and packaged, and you just take it, and every 3 hours you stick it in the thing, and you have to feed. We have to feed this thing that sticks out of her arm. It's a long, little, thin tube, and it has a reserve on the end of it that automatically feeds the stuff at the right time into the wound. He says, well, the 3 cc's are measured and in these syringes, and I have all of them set aside for you. But if you would like, there is a container. I'll sell you one syringe, one needle, and a container of the right amount of this medicine for $40.
Huh. Really?
So one syringe.
Wow.
And a container of whatever this drug is to kill the pain for $40. And if she'd have taken it, how many druggists and how much would you feel like you'd be ripped off if you were told, then the doctor probably would.
And what was the price of the?
$2,400.
So he gave away $2,360, $40.
Yep, right.
Wow.
And because he didn't feel it was right.
$60.
Because insurance, he said if the insurance company paid for it, he wouldn't have cared. But she had to pay for it. He wasn't going to let her get stuck with a $2,400 bill for $40 or $60 or whatever it is.
That's a guy you owe
exactly. Well, but I mean, think about that in terms of what it says. Never mind, God bless Tony and this guy for helping her out. But
What does it say about the system?
Yeah.
What do, if you can get the same stuff for $40 and they're going to get $2,400 out of you because you weren't smart enough to ask the right question or because somebody didn't like you? I mean, think about that and how often that happens day in and day out.
It's funny. I'm on an HSA now, a health savings account.
Yeah.
To where basically you pay the first $2,400 out of your
pocket. I pay the first $5,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
You pay a whole lot more attention to what you spend in your health services,
don't you?
Yeah.
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 Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, the other day when I fell and banged my shoulder up, normally I've been right to the emergency room.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at it.
Go to the chiropractor instead.
No, I'm like, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
They're going to take an x-ray.
Yeah. Tell
me
nothing wrong.
Either there's a hairline fracture, you've sprained it, put it in a thing and go for 2 weeks in the sling and you'll be fine. Take some Advil or something.
Yep.
And they would charge you $1,500 for it.
Of course they would. All right, so here's the lesson. If there's a lesson, one singular lesson here, it is always, always, always ask. Ask, ask, ask. The solution to that problem is to ask if that, sometimes they'll tell you the generic drug is cheaper than the brand drug. Yeah, that's fine. But if somebody's going to give you 24 or 48 or however many of these syringes, and they're going to charge you $100 a piece for them because that's what they were charging. I think it was 100. Yeah, I think there were 24 of them and they were $100 a piece. Will you get all? Is there a cheaper way that I can get this and do
now,
it myself?
The one question I would ask.
What?
One needle. How long is that needle supposed to last? Is that the most sanitary thing?
No, you don't have to. But you put it in a solution. You put it in a. You put in a saline solution, and it kills all the bacteria and germs. And then, by the way, the needle only draws the liquid out to fill the plastic syringe. You take the needle off, and you stick the end screws into the cap of the device syringe never touches Tony's skin.
Okay.
It just is used to take the liquid out of the container.
So she's got like a catheter type thing in her arm.
Okay. Yes. Right. Yeah. That's exactly what she has.
Right.
With a big bulb on the end of it.
Right. Okay.
That's what it is. All right. So there we have maybe some ideas for people to think about. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop? Wow. This Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people. Just like Jeff and Valerie W., the IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiated a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest-rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Nominees. So let's get to that. The Lion Sleeps Tonight was performed by me and the Tokens, mostly by the Tokens, thank heavens, from The Bucket List, the Morgan Freeman, Jack Nicholson movie music from a film that topped the box office during this week in 2008. Great, great movie. Me, if you haven't seen it, rent it and watch it. Very, 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 just a great feel-good flick in so many different ways. Well done by two of our better actors. 54 past the hour. Speaking of actors.
No big surprises for the Oscars
Chuck
this year.
Chuck Curry is here.
Yeah.
All right. So, Chucker, let's see here. The King's Speech has received 12 nominations for It's Good Day for Them.
True Grit did well with the with 10.
Right. Now it hasn't gotten any nominations so far on anything else. Let's see here. Christopher Nolan, no Best Director nomination for him. Let's see, the Coen brothers up, Jeff Bridges up for second Best Actor.
Mm-hmm. Do you want the list? I have the list.
Yeah, if you have the list, go ahead.
All right, so we'll start with Best Picture, since that's the longest one. The Kids Are All Right, Toy Story 3, The Social Network, The King's Speech, Inception, The Fighter, Black Swan, 127 Hours, True Grit.
Now, this is the second year that they're making it broader.
Right.
There used to be five, now there are ten.
So True Grit did get a nod.
Best Picture, yeah.
Yeah. No, but they didn't get a nod in the Screen Actors Awards last week.
Yeah.
Or the Golden Globe.
They were thinking maybe it wouldn't get. Yeah.
Right. So now they're
Best Actor, Colin Firth for The King's Speech, James Franco for 127 Hours, Jeff Bridges for True Grit, Jesse Eisenberg for The Social Network, and Javier Bardem for Beautiful.
Do you want Chucker? Yeah, we'll put some money on this if you're interested. I'm betting, for lots of reasons.
Here we go, Doug, with his True Grit.
Exactly. Sure. Because Jeff Bridges, although he went, didn't he win once before for something else?
He just won last year for almost the same kind of role for country.
That was a crummy role.
No, it was something hard. Crazy Heart.
Yeah, he was a bummed out, drunked out country western singer.
So he won't win, right. Doug, because you were thinking they were going to give him the mercy. Oh, he's been around forever,
no,
never won.
No,
one.
I'm not. No, I'm just thinking the True Grit has that something attached to it. I just think
he played too similar of a character in both.
Yeah.
So it'd be kind of hard to win 2 years in a row. I think it's going to go to Colin Firth.
Chucker, who do you think?
Yeah, I think Colin Firth will win for the King's Speech. He got all the momentum. I mean, Jeff Bridges won last year. True Grit, it was a good movie. I didn't think it was a great movie. I personally think the fact that the 2 years in a row that they've gone to 10 movies is for Best Picture, it sort of waters it down. I understand why they did it. It was really a favor to the studios to help promote a lot of the product, especially when it comes
to... Well, that's what they're supposed to be doing. That's why they have this, is promote movies. Why would it be a favor to the studios? The studios ought to get, in this circumstance, what they want.
I understand that, but to nominate, I don't think you could say there's even 10 pictures in the calendar year that could be categorized as great, in my opinion. To pick 5 films and say these are the 5 best films of the year, I think that is somewhat, you know, that's an honor. When you go to 10, it just waters the process down.
Yeah,
I understand why
sense.
It's done. It just it takes something away from the category by doing 10 instead of 5. That's my opinion.
And let's say there's a year where there really is only 3, then they got to go find 7 more.
It makes it it makes it tougher.
All right, what else? Best director, what do you have?
Best director was David Fincher for The Social Network, Tom Hooper for The King's Speech, Joel and Ethan Coen for True Grit, Darren Aronofsky for Black Swan, and David Russell for The Fighter.
Aronofsky, maybe him too.
Mm-hmm.
See, I have a problem with Chris Nolan not getting nominated for Inception. I mean, you could say what you want about the film, that maybe it's a tiny bit confusing, but the man's work behind the camera.
That's a great movie. It really is. That was the best movie of the summer in many different ways. Yeah. All right, so what else? Best actress?
Best actress, Annette Bening, The Kids Are All Right, Jennifer Lawrence in Winter's Bone, Natalie Portman in Black Swan, Michelle Williams in Blue Valentine, and Nicole Kidman in Rabbit Hole. I think the girl from True Grit should have been nominated more than Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, absolutely.
She was so good.
Yeah.
All right, best actor?
Was she nominated for Best Supporting Actress?
No, supporting actress was Helena Bonham Carter for The King's Speech, Melissa Leo for The Fighter. Oh, yeah, she was. Sorry, Hailee Steinfeld. Good for her. True Grit, Amy Adams, The Fighter, and Jackie Weaver for Animal
So I don't even remember Robert Duvall. What's the movie Get Low about, Chucker?
It's a very obscure film that was released in the beginning of the year. Bill Murray also is in it.
He goes to a funeral or something like that. Wasn't that it? Yeah, I remember it. Yeah. All right. Well, let's see what happens. Chuck Curry here on Movie Moment.